I'm Alessandra Torresani.
Hey, guys. I want to introduce you to this gorgeous beauty. You remember her from Big Bang Theory, and she played Raj's girlfriend.
That's right.
That's right. And she is a comedian.
Yeah.
Yay. And we're recording live for Beauty Bites, my podcast. If you haven't already tuned in, it's on Spotify, iTunes, everywhere podcasts are.
It's amazing. Really I've done like three, I feel like.
I did one
with Jenna Ushkowitz, too.
Yes, from Glee. And we have fun. And she's so funny. She makes me laugh. She's doing her own podcast all about...
Yes, it's called Emotional Support. It is all about mental health. I'm bipolar, and so we laugh about it. We try to make it funny because you have to. Otherwise, it's really depressing and sad, and that's life. We all have mental health issues. We have family, certainly, friends, certainly, and ourselves, too. So, it's good.
And it doesn't have to be a secret. I think that people are so secretive and trying to live the perfect life.
That's right.
And that makes them internalize an extra layer of stress on top of the mental issues they're dealing with. So, and it's kind of crazy to me. I saw a statistic the other day that suicide was the second leading cause of death in teens.
Yep. And Isn't that nuts?
I'm just horrified by that. In fact, my daughter's at USC and 9 kids committed suicide in the freshman year class this year. 9. And I'm just appalled by that. And I think our society is becoming very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to become lonely because we go home, we're on our devices and our screens, and we see everybody else doing everything amazing. And then we don't have anybody to hang out with, talk to, or interact
That's with. Actually the most important part of the show that I've done is we are eventually going to create a social platform for it all. But right now we have a Facebook group, and it's people all over the world. And we suggest questions, or if someone's feeling depressed, they write in. And, you know, there's one guy from Texas that helped another man in Paris. Mm-hmm. And how great is that? And, you know, one person wrote in and she was feeling suicidal and she was feeling alone. And everyone was writing in. So it's about creating a community. Even if you can't be physically there, it's about feeling that community.
That's so important. And also, like, I'm in this profession where people want beauty. And they want beauty because sometimes it's an internal insecurity and something they perceive as an imperfection. Mm-hmm. If only this could be better, then that could be better in my life. Mm-hmm. And I think that so much you have to find it within. It's such a
absolutely
important thing to learn to not criticize your face and not criticize yourself. And the voices, the words you tell yourself are sometimes so mean and cruel to your own face. Like, you're so fat, you're so, oh my God, my face, I hate my face. Like, don't use that voice with your face and yourself.
It's funny because even the most beautiful people in the world, where you couldn't imagine they ever feel anything wrong with them, they usually feel worse than any other single person because they've been judged strictly on their looks and had to be perfect their whole life. Because of that, I talked to a lot of models about that. And
The models come and sit right in this chair, these beautiful people that look flawless on camera.
Yeah.
And they spend so much time with the mirror criticizing all the millimeter problems. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for them because when it's blown up on big screen, as you know, it's all magnified. But it's also so important to, like, what I love about you is you're real about what you do with your face.
Yep.
We've done your under eyes.
That's my favorite thing that we've ever done. I love the under eyes. Because it's something that was genetics. It was something that I was born with. I've always had hollow. Every woman on my mom's side of the family, sorry, ladies, they've all had this. And just a little bit was like enough to like poof it up a little bit.
And some baby Botox.
And baby Botox. Xeomin.
We actually use Xeomin because it's more pure. And I love the less immunogenicity of it.
And we love a lip.
And today we're going to do a lip.
Because it's Valentine's Day. And you know what? The last time I did
lippies.
A lip was Valentine's Day last year because you had the, what was that thing?
The lip plumper?
No, you had the thing that was like,
oh, yes, what is that the eeny, meeny, miny, what do we call that? The catcher, something catcher.
Whatever that thing was. Yes. And that was one of the things that I pulled.
Oh, really?
So that was the last time I did this.
Okay, what do we call those things we folded in grade school? Somebody's going to tell us the answer. Where you go like this, like that, and then you pick a number. Catcher, something catcher. Who knows?
Anyone saying anything?
Anyone? Elnell, what are they saying? Where are you guys? Hola. 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 Where are you guys tuning in from? All around the world, probably.
Which is so cool.
Yes. And so, and you're friends with a lot of fabulous, famous movie stars.
That's right.
Yes. And we see all of our clients with and without makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I love a woman who's honest about what she does with her face, who tells her friends. So I love you when you're open and you tell your girlfriends what you're doing. Those of you who want to hide it and you don't want to talk about your beautiful cheeks and lips that I gave you, I get it. But I'm more proud of you when
and
you're open.
And it's Galentine's Day today. Did you know this?
It's Galentine's.
I did not know this. I learned this on Live with Kelly and Ryan this morning.
Well, we had a whole Galentine's party last week. I feel like we're way ahead of the game.
You're way ahead of the game. Way ahead of the game.
We said it was fries before guys, ovaries before brovaries.
Oh, I like that. And I've never heard that before.
Chicks before dicks. Sorry. Sorry.
Chicks before dicks. Hoes before bros.
Hoes before bros. Well, okay.
Whole life over here.
Anyway, it's so hard to be real in this world. So today we're being real. Yep. Do you want to give them top 5 tips for getting over anxiety and... when you're feeling like you're going to break,
the
world is crashing down.
Do you need this?
Anel needs it, yes.
This is my unqualified opinion because I am not a doctor, but I am a cook, so I can qualify for that.
Yes.
But I would definitely say if I'm ever having a panic attack, which I had very severe ones, one to the point where I thought I was having a stroke, and I went into the ER and I was convinced I had a stroke and that this is a panic attack and I never had one before and it was really scary. It was a couple years ago.
Powerful.
It was so powerful. And then once you have one, then it constantly seems to happen, when you're most relaxed. But if you have a panic attack, what I learned from my boyfriend, because he used to get them all the time, is they will always pass. They always go away. It's never going to last the rest of your life. It's impossible for them to last. So accept it. Allow it to go through. Allow it to happen. Mm-hmm. And the more you allow it, the quicker it'll go.
And breathe.
And breathe.
Breathing.
I love a bath.
A warm bath
with a podcast that you can laugh at.
Yes.
I'm not really an exercise person, but I used to be a professional dancer. And so I found whatever your hobby is or whatever you're passionate about, if you do that and you focus your mind into something, mm-hmm. it allows you to kind of forget about everything else. If you're creative, whether it be writing or going on a run, whatever, it doesn't have to be specifically active. It's just something that you enjoy doing.
So have a hobby.
Yeah, have a hobby.
And, get a life.
Get a life. And if you can't do that, just listen
breathe.
To my show.
Mainly, I think, I totally agree with
you. Yeah, just breathe.
Talk, call someone and talk it through. And the more you talk about the problem situation in your life and what's stressing you and just verbalize, you don't have to internalize.
And there's a great company, a great organization. It's called Crisis Text Line. I work with them sometimes and I love them so much because I'm someone that's fearful of making phone calls. I still have my mom make appointments for me because I'm so nervous. I'm uncomfortable about these things. Yes, totally. But Crisis Text Line, I know it's really hard to verbalize, hey, I'm feeling suicidal, or maybe you don't feel like you're going to physically harm yourself to the point where you're embarrassed, right? There's that embarrassment of I need help, but I'm not that bad, so my problems aren't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Crisis Text Line is amazing. You can find them on Instagram and just Google them, and you just text them, and someone's there to always chat you down. So you
and they just text you back.
And
that's
nice. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, and you can always DM us. Talk to her.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
I'm here.
Yeah, and Anel.
Or
amazing
her.
And beautiful
She's
Anel.
She's gorgeous.
I think getting off your devices for a good amount of time is healthy. I think going outdoors is so healthy. Because when you're in the big outdoors, you feel like you're a small person and the big universe has all this going on and problems will go. They'll pass.
Yeah. Being around animals, too.
Love
I always
that.
Go to sanctuaries and stuff.
Don't forget to eat some comfort foods. Mm-hmm. Like you said, pamper yourself. When your body feels good, your mind feels better. So a little massage. You don't have to spend a ton of money. Go to the little Asian place where they could do a nice massage for you. Mm-hmm. Get your nails done. Do little pampering things.
Yeah. That's what I would recommend.
And read a book. Get off of your screens because the ability to get into a book is different than scrolling indeterminately.
Totally.
I think actually the scrolling gives me anxiety too because part of my brain feels like I have to keep going.
Just even looking at a screen that long, it starts to hurt your eyes.
That's true. That's so true. So shall we do some lips today?
Let's do them. Fill her up.
Filler up time. It's time to fill her up. So those are our tips. Definitely check out Alessandra's podcast.
Thank you. Emotional support.
Emotional support.
And emotional.
There you go. I like emotional. And check her out. Her Instagram's Alessandra Torresani.
That's right.
You want to spell it?
ALESSANDRATORESANI. It's exhausting. Emotional support pod.
That's there the you go. And now it's time for some gorgeous lips, and we are going to use. Let's use some plumping filler.
Fun.
She's going to a premiere tonight, that's so she's right. Got to look hot.
Got to look gorgeous. Going to my friend Sarah Halstead's premiere. She's a stand-up comedian. Her stand-up show, RVs and Cats, premieres tonight on Amazon. Be sure to check it out. She's a funny lady.
Well, she can come visit.
And she should come visit.
Yeah, why not?
She's gorgeous. She's fun. She's great.
So what do you think of the Oscars? Let's do some Oscar chat while we're here. Favorite acceptance speech?
Joaquin Phoenix. But that's because I'm a veggie, yeah. So that's why.
Pretty good. Favorite male actor that you saw?
Joaquin.
Oh, really? Okay. Favorite female? How about favorite female dress?
God, there's so many favorite females. So that's why that kind of like confused me. It was a really good year.
Everybody.
No, it was a really good year. That's why. I think that the best dressed, and I'm going to be so terrible, I'm going to butcher her name. She was in Joker. Zsa Zsa. She's that gorgeous girl.
What dress was it?
It was a two-piece, but it was black, and then it was short like this.
I remember, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm butchering.
Kind of remember. I like Scarlett Jo's dress.
That was gorgeous.
Good. Really good.
Florence Pugh's dress was incredible.
Jane Fonda.
Who doesn't love Jane? Grace and Frankie, best show of all time.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Favorite movie? Did you agree with Parasite? Did you see it?
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it. No, I haven't seen it.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's so good.
It is so effed up. Like, go in there not eating before.
Yeah, really?
Because, like, you want to puke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That almost happened to me a couple times.
Don't go for brunch and go see Parasite.
Don't do that.
I guess
don't
they're warning you when the title is Parasite.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like
the nice Cupid's bow,
mm-hmm.
two little pillows, or one full all the way across?
I like a pillow.
Oh, two little pillows.
I don't know.
Okay. It's going to be a quick pinch, and I'm using an insulin syringe that's backloaded with Versa, which is a filler that's really soft, luscious. It doesn't swell a lot. I like Versa. It comes from Canada.
I love Canadians.
I love Canadians, too. Wait, is your boyfriend Canadian?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well. Don't tell him.
What are you doing for Valentine's?
Oh, my God, nothing fun.
You and the there? Any injectors watching? Probably some, right? Shoot us a heart if you're an injector.
Don't mind if I sneeze.
Anybody? No, if you have to sneeze, let me know.
Oh, my God, you guys, how awkward am I with my light?
And you like a real natural lip, right? Do you want
yes.
to go a little va-va-voom?
You know, I like natural because I don't want to be like every other girl that I see, like these young actresses that get so much done.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't just enhance the naturalness. So I like keeping things natural for me.
Pretty natural, yeah.
That's just
it
me.
Has to match your persona and your face, too. Like, you know, we don't want to get...
I don't play the va-va-voom girl, you know?
Yeah. Next year you could be Amrata, not this year.
Yeah, no.
I saw her lips and I thought they were looking a little big lately. But I don't mind. I'm a fan. I'm doing some vertical threads just to build some pretty volume in case anybody's watching. This is a nice technique because we're staying within the pink border of the lip and then we're just creating this little nice outward pattern. It's a little pinchy, but
it's not terrible,
I don't think, right?
It's definitely not.
Yeah, and you can see I try to give really extreme precision when I do this, just kind of very close millimeter threads apart.
Ooh. It's not bad at all. I'm just so worried about sneezing.
If you gotta sneeze, you gotta sneeze.
Oh, my God.
So in total, we're going to do like... We could probably do a full syringe because see how that side looks nice and juicy, but not.
Can
too
I
bad.
Ask a shady question that's not meant to be
yeah,
shady?
Go ahead.
What do you think Emrata's had done? That's not me being shady. I've never met her. She's like gorgeous. I'm just curious,
she's
like
a lot done.
When you say like.
She's definitely done 3 or 4 lip fillers.
Mm.
3 or 4 syringes of lip filler. I see that she, you know, face tunes her butt a bit, so I think her butt's a little smaller than it is in pictures.
Really?
Yes.
And I don't know if she did her nose. I'd have to check.
What about the boobs?
The boobs. The boobs seem pretty natural.
Do they? I don't know anything about big boobs, so.
Yeah, I don't
know. You can look.
I don't know. She's always kind of had that same boob size. Audience, what do you guys think?
The audience is being really shy today.
Oh, my gosh. They're probably driving or at work.
Probably. Everyone's saying hi, though. We have a hi from Brazil and Finland.
Oh, hi, Brazil. Hey, Finland.
Sorry, I might sneeze again.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It doesn't hurt. That's what I just want everyone to know. I'm just someone that can't handle light. If they saw the light, that would be...
Yeah, that's what they see.
You can show, like, that's the truth of it all. Like, that's the culprit.
Wait, I'm going to show Nell.
That is the culprit. Look There's at this Nell. Gorgeous girl.
Yay.
God, she's stunning. Do you know that my boyfriend can't watch your video?
Oh, really? It's too scary for him?
Yeah.
It's like Parasite videos.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. That's good. Then he won't know you're here.
Oh, he knows.
Someone said that they're literally watching your mastery of aesthetics and they're watching your live Instagram at the same time.
Oh my gosh, what a nice fan. Thank you. Come and visit. Definitely come.
What's
and
mastery
visit.
With aesthetics?
Oh, I started to teach an online course.
Cool.
I get so many nice questions from injectors, and I thought everybody in the world doesn't have access to great teaching.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And we do an all-day course. It's going to be May 16th in Pasadena at the Langham Hotel. And it's going to go over all my techniques. I have amazing faculty coming, including Dr. Laura Devgan and lots of really famous injectors that you know. It's one of the best conferences you could go to because it's intimate. You're going to hear all the tricks that people don't tell you at the big meetings. And we've stayed friends. All the people who've come to Mastery of Aesthetics, we've stayed friends this whole past year, exchanging tips and little in our Instagram and Facebook group. So you guys should go sign up for Mastery of Aesthetics on May 16th. And if you're far, far away in Brazil or something, you can do my online course, which is a free trial. Or Finland. Does anybody out there want to be an injector? Because sometimes I get questions like, how do you become an injector? Maybe not. How about if they want to be an actor? I'm sure. So you have a lot of advice. You went from being a comedian to going into a huge primetime TV show. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I did dramas first.
You did. And you were you on Broadway?
No, I wish. No, I did dramas first for years.
After school special?
No, I had a show called Caprica. It was the prequel to Battlestar Galactica.
I saw that show.
ER. Everything. Yeah, even when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've been acting since what age?
9.
Wow. She has a hopefully good announcement for the future.
I know, it's coming out in March.
Coming up.
It's so good.
It's so good. Wait till you guys hear. Stay tuned. How did you like your thermi for your neck today? We did a thermi neck session to do some neck.
I almost fell asleep doing it.
Neck tightening. It's so
and
nice.
I thought I was at a spa.
Really?
I was like...
for little necklines, because I think we all get some degree of...
Everyone does.
...neck. I'm just about done. I'm just going to give you one little central pout right here, because I think that looks so pretty. And that's it. This technique is pretty painless. Hopefully you won't bruise.
Super painless.
Yeah. And it gives a really nice, the pillowy look of the lips without looking like big lips. So I like how juicy they look. Do you want to see in the mirror?
Oh my God, I look so juicy.
Juicy juice.
She's got that juicy
juice.
Oh
my God,
yes. What's that song, Anil, that we're TikToking? Are you on TikTok?
The Renegade?
Do you know how to do the Renegade?
Renegade?
No, what is that?
Are you on TikTok?
No, it's a TikTok dance.
I'm on it, but I haven't started it.
What? Okay, we're going to make her do her first TikTok.
Like, I don't understand it.
We'll teach you. It's so
oh my God, Dr. K looks gorgeous.
Very pretty.
Pretty.
She's got gorgeous
eyes. Very natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I... And I like that it's natural. Like,
it'll
no
be
one's gonna,
in a bit.
Well,
no,
no one's going to be like, oh. Like,
no.
You know what I mean? That's what I want. Yeah. Like, it's our secret, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah? It's just nice, you know.
It's just nice.
Brazil, Finland.
Brazil, Finland. Shh, don't tell them. But it's just enough of a, like,
That's so pretty. I want to do my lips now.
Me too.
Now hurry up and learn.
Yeah, we'll learn do. Now. Have you ever done it to yourself?
Lips are a little painful, but I do my own Botox.
Yeah. Why is it painful, like, to do it yourself? I feel like it must be weird.
It's just sensitive. You know, and then you probably start making expressions. And
I mean, I couldn't be an injector, so I don't know.
Well, guys, it's been real. Thanks so much for tuning in. And
thank
you can
you.
Listen to our podcast as well. I'm going to go on her show.
It's going to be so much fun. And, like, please, like, we're just going to have loads of laughs. Dr. K is going to get really naughty. Like, we're going to dive deep.
And don't forget, if you're stressing out in life, that it's only temporary. That my dad always just told me, this too shall pass. So
oh,
I always
that's
try
so
to
nice.
Remember that
yeah.
because, yes, all of this crap that comes at
it
us
does.
every day we have to be strong, but it will pass.
It does pass.
You just got to take a deep breath and just, you can do it. Right?
Mm-hmm. This too shall pass.
We love you.
Thanks, guys.
Stay beautiful. Bye.